This recording, Minnesota 8, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onorov, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Kama, Kama, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So when I went to Hong Kong last January, I was there with two of my friends, and one of them was a sound engineer, and I was the cinematographer, and my other friend was the main actor. And we spent the whole month of January there filming this movie, HK Dreams, which was my cinema studies final project. And we visited a lot of beautiful islands, Chung Chau, where we found this abandoned house and explored it and filmed in there for a while. There's a red telephone in there and nothing else. And Po Toi Island, which looked like Scotland and has a community of about 1,000 fishermen on it, but was mainly completely deserted. And we got some good footage there. Mong Kok, which is, I think, was supposedly the densest place in the world. There's a great restaurant there called Mr. Wong's. Mr. Wong he ran for city council, but apparently he's in a lot of trouble with the law because Mr. Wong's is a money laundering operation. Is that good enough?